I'm Raymond Meek, and I've been the archivist for the Amingian Circle and a number of other societies. My father worked on the railway in the workshops at Melton and made parts for engines, that sort of thing, up to 1936, because the works closed in 36, and everybody working in the works went all over the country, everywhere, to find work. Because I suppose in 1936 there wasn't too many jobs about. This area, that was mostly farming. I didn't actually work on the railway. All my relations worked on the railway. I lived at, and I worked in a garage, main entrance at Norwich. My grandfather, Edwards, who lived down Barry Stubbs. Now, during the Second World War, he was too old to be in the army, so they got him to be the watchman at Melton. Anything which happened which shouldn't be, you know, like any planes arriving, that sort of thing, he had to find out exactly what planes they were and if they were anything to do with Germany. They had, he shouted one day, take cover underneath the engines because there's a plane closing, and the plane dropped 4 bombs on Melton Constable and shot holes through the water tank, and all the water ran out. And everybody then, because that fed everybody the water all through Melton, so people were wondering where they were going to get the water from. And the people who lived on the private side had wells, so they had to go and draw water out of the wells because the water tank ran dry. And you can still see in the water tank where the holes were. They were all welded up. And afterwards, I suppose, everything got back to normal. So when everybody was leaving up, they used to go to the bicycle sheds to get their bicycles and pedal like devil down Melton Hill. And if anybody got in the way, if they weren't very careful, they got ran over. You had to be very careful what time they were coming through Melton. And the roads at that time weren't really made up. They weren't didn't have any tarmac on them. Great-grandfather, he had a horse and trap, or whatever you like to call it, and he was a postman. He used to deliver all the posts round Melton Constable, Brenningham, Charrington, all the villages were close up. And because evening time, he thought he'd like to go down to the Hastings Arms for a drink. So he used to get in his pony and cart, make his way to the Hastings Arms at Melton. And sometimes when he had a little bit too much to drink, he weren't really suitable to control everything. So the people in the pub used to get hold of him, put him in the back of the cart, and tap the horse on the back. He used to say, home, 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 and the horse used to take him home, all the way through to, well, Barry Stubbs, which was probably about a mile, I should think, from Hastings Arms. And when the horse got home, he used to make a lot of noise, making grandmother used to come out, or great-grandmother, had to pull him out of the cart and help him get indoors, and then had to put the cart and the horse away, which is, I suppose, that was all right, as long as the weather was all right, but sometimes winter time, that went very nice. A lot of the men used to go to places like Sheringham and Cromer to have a drink at the pubs, because they couldn't drink here local, because William Marriott might find out that they were drinking in the pub and they shouldn't be. So they used to go to Sheringham or Cromer, have a drink on the train. They used to go on the train. There's a lot of people, I think, did that